Now, I use a lot of garlic and pepper and salt, which my meat is going to need more of, by the way. Oh, hello. I didn't know that was on that bowl, or that plate, or the bowl. I was right the first time. I'm going to soak this. Something stupid I did. I'm going to leave them aside. Alright. Now, let me wash the scrubber because I think I did get some soap on here. Oh, that's hot. This is a metal scrubber. It looks like a toothbrush, basically. And the cast iron skillets are great, but they take a long, long, long time to cool, which can be a problem. Plug up the sink. Grab my skillet with a gloved hand. And put it in the water. This is just plain water. I'm gonna put my gloves away. Make sure the stove is off. Yes, it is. Where's my towel that I almost knocked that chicken over. All right, I'm going to, while that is soaking, I'm gonna grab some saran wrap. Oh, here it is. And the center taught me a really cool trick when dealing, with how much saran wrap you put in. That was not a good move. The saran wrap fell out of the box. This is what you do, is you start at one side with the saran wrap. You work your way to the other. Oh. Like that. And you cut it. Like that. Get these wires out of the way. And let me make sure the whole bowl is covered. All right. That will do. And I will put it in the fridge as quick as I can. I'm gonna put my milk in the freezer. And I'm not using it right now, so. Okay, let's put the saran wrap away. I need to get a better kind of saran wrap. This is ridiculous. Alright. Now, to wash the skillet, we just scrub it. Let me drain the sink. Oh, that's hot. turn on the water. Actually, I'm going to fill up the sink so I can drain whatever. I can throw away whatever comes out. I'm going to start scrubbing this thing. And the water is running. I want to make sure... Oh, there's that mystery piece of meat. Throw that away. I don't have a garbage disposal in this sink. Alright. I'm making sure all looks like I don't have anything to drain. I'm making sure that there is no crud. On this skillet. The outside, if I wanted to, I could wash with soap. But you have to be careful about the inside. Now. That's good. I'm just giving the final rinse here. Oh, jeez. Alright. Oh. Now, I'm going to be doing this next step for the next few months. I'll show you in a minute. Where's my towel that I was using to dry with? Here it is. I'm going to make sure this thing is dried out very well. The inside, the sides. I'm going to preheat my oven for 250 degrees if I can get this oven to work. There we go. And the oven, they marked it with the stuff called goop. And you can, that's goop. You can get it from probably independent living aids. Alright, that feels nice and dry. Now, I'm going to grab some cooking oil. Here it is. And I need to be careful so I don't spill any. I'm going to just put a little bit on my finger. I'll put a little bit more on my finger. And rub it in with my whole hand. I don't have to stick it in this oven, but I want this finish to... I'm just gonna put a little bit on my hand and rub the sides. There we go. I'm just rubbing it in like you would rub lotion onto your, well, wherever you put lotion. I don't want to embarrass anybody who might be listening. I'm going to put just a little bit more oil on my hand. The cast iron is absorbing some of it. If I take very good care of the skillet, it's going to last me about maybe 20, 30 years. And eventually I will not have to do this step they're talking about. The step that they're having, that my teachers are talking about. With the cooking oil and the seasoning, and I just got something What happened? I'll take care of it later. Let me get this oil off my hands. Hot water and some soap. Oh, I put a little bit too much soap on my hand. Oh well. I hope I didn't get any on the skillet. Let's see. If I did, then I'm gonna have to season this thing all over again. And I don't want to. Let's see. No, I don't think I got any on the soap, or on the skillet rather, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna fill up the sink. I'm gonna throw this towel in here. And I'm gonna throw a little bit of soap in here. You'll see why. Okay, my oven is just about preheated, so I'm taking my skillet, and you can do this at home with yours if you need to. I'm going to get blasted by oven heat, and I'm going to put this thing. I'm using my cast iron skillet like a cane to locate the top shelf, and I'm going to carefully put it in. Alright. Now, I'm going to take this towel, and I'm going to do some serious cleanup. Because my counter and my stove are extremely dirty. And I don't want bacteria on my stuff. Wow, that cooled fast. I'm cleaning my stove. The reason I use hot soap and water is because I don't really feel like using anything else. And after that, I might just grab a mop and just do some mopping around the house. So, tomorrow I'm not gonna record this part. Tomorrow, I'm going to just top mix my salad. I bought some salad mix over at the store. I don't think I bought enough, but I'm going to mix my salad in with the chicken, toss it, and put the Italian dressing already on it. And see how it turns out. This is for a potluck dinner tomorrow. And let's see, I'm not feeling anything on the stove, so let me work on these counters. And I have to be careful because I forgot that I... What is this? Oh, this is the bowl that I didn't finish washing. Alright, put that in the sink. I forgot what I was saying now. Oh yeah, this is for a potluck dinner, and I was going to say I need to be careful because I've got some cold mint tea, which I'm going to finish in a moment. And I'm going to refill my coffee maker. I don't drink coffee, but I do use the coffee maker for heating up water and stuff like that. Throw this tag away, I don't know where it came from. So, yep, there you go. That's how you can make a Italian chicken salad. That's what I call it, anyway. It takes about 3 days. 2 days, 3 days. So, I'm just going to scrub this bowl clean. Because I've got some dishes in the dishwasher. They're done. But, I didn't put them away yet, which I probably should. So, for those of you who heard the LCB final getting there, my bag was found. I'm very happy about that. My bag was found. They brought it over to my apartment. And I was happy because that had Gatsby's food in it. And, you know, it's a good thing when your bag is found. I'll get that off later. There's a tag on the bottom of the bowl I forgot to get off. And I bought these 5 months ago. I'm going to stick this on the dish drainer. Rather, in the dish drainer. Put my cutting board away. I need a different place for that thing. Yeah, let me put it in a different place. Oh boy. I'm gonna put it up here. Oh. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Oh boy. I know what I can do. Oh. All right, fine. I will stick it in here along with my meat fork and other things. Along with my pitcher, my meat forks. Where's my other one? There's three of them. There we go. Oops. So, that's it. That's how you can make an Italian chicken salad, in 2 days, and I just dropped my towel. So, as always, my contact info will follow.